is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
A Slight Case of Whiskey. Woke up, get your bargains here. Honest Jim's the name. I've been standing on this market for over 30 years and my feet are killing me.
Hey, that's a good one. Oh, dear, my feet are killing me. Yeah, not my feet, Jimmy's feet. Well, no, not his feet either, because he's only pretending, but it's a good one.
Alfie, don't encourage him. He's driven us all mad with his buying and selling.
Here's today's special offer. One lady's maxi skirt containing one unwanted sister. No reasonable offer refused.
All right, Jimmy, you can cut that out.
Well, she's jealous, ma'am. Just because I'm clever at doing business and making money. Honestly, all that fuss when I did up that old rocking horse I bought and sold it for £5 profit.
Susan was entitled to make a fuss. You'd no right to use her hairpiece for the horse's tail.
Well, it looked better on the horse than it does on her.
That'll do.
But, ma'am, I only borrowed a bit of it. And anyway, when I'd finished the horse, I did offer to let our Susan have a free ride on it.
Yes, while the paint was still wet.
You couldn't ride if the paint was wet. You'd get it all over your beard and stick on you. You'd be stuck on it. Not fond of it. I mean, it's stuck on his back with the paint. Stuck, sticky. We'd need a blow lamp to get you off.
Woke up, folks. The goods are cheap and the jokes are free. Oh, with every bargain you buy, I give plenty of stamps.
Well, what sort of stamps?
In our Susan's case, all over a foot.
He's asking for a smack, Mother.
Jimmy, behave yourself.
No. What's all the bother? Come on in, Higgy.
Thanks, Pete. I don't know what the bother is, but I bet I know who's causing it.
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom.
Hello, Master Troublemaker.
Pat, Higgy thinks we've won a few quid each in the bowling club sweep. We're going to collect it, so we'll be back in about an hour.
Well, Susan and I'll be out. We're going to see Auntie Ethel in the convalescent home.
Yes, and I'm taking Jimmy to the open market to get him some shirts for a friend. No, not Jimmy some shirts. I meant my dad. No, not taking my dad to the market. I got my bonus at work today and drew nearly 30 quid, and when I told Jimmy he said my wallet would be heavy and he offered to carry it for me, it was a joke. Cheerio.
Alfie, how often do they have to change your batteries?
Oh, that'll do. Come on, Higgy.
Cheerio, Pat.
Bye, Father. Cheerio, Mr. Higginbottom.
Cheerio, Mrs. Susan. So long, Charlie Claw Clitheroe.
Ta-ra, happy Horatio, Higginbottom.
Yeah, my dad's funny, you know. Not funny, although he does make you laugh. But funny about his birthday presents. He always asks for shirts. Every birthday, all he wants is shirts, so that's what he gets. Shirts.
Well, he's only like Mr. Higginbottom. Ozzy once told me. His dad gets the same thing every birthday as well.
What does he get?
He gets drunk.
Gather round me, ladies and gentlemen. It's your rhyming bargain flogger. Honest Harry Earnshaw. I've got bargains for girls and bargains for boys. Bargains in all sorts of wonderful toys. And bargains for just a few shillings and pence for grown-ups possessing more money than sense.
Here he is, Jimmy, my dad's friend. He makes rhymes up. No, not my dad. He couldn't even make the fire up. Hello, Mr. Earnshaw. Hello.
Hark. Do I hear the bleat of a goat? Or is it a parrot with a rather sore throat? No, 'tis human. Well, bless my soul.
They should call this bloke Flag, cos he's right up the pole.
All right, that'll do. I'm glad we've caught you, Mr. Honest. Barry Shaw. Bernie. Bernie Honest Shaw. Barry Shaw. Barna Honest. Too.
Look, Alpha, hey. Why don't you try perming any 3 out of 5? Or would you rather just call me Mr. X?
Why?
No, not Y, X.
Look, Alfie, I've got to load the van and be on my way.
Well, that's the hurry.
I'm the hurry, aren't I, Mr. Earnshaw?
Hey? Oh! Hello, Sergeant. Hey, I thought it was you under the helmet. I recognised the feet.
Very funny. I should try thinking of a few more jokes. They'll help you to while away the time. The time that you'll be doing, if you don't look out.
Hey, Alfie, it's Sergeant Dixon, the one we had all the trouble with when they tried to frame... when he said Mr. Higginbottom robbed an old pensioner.
The pensioner said that, sonny, not me. And as for the trouble you refer to, the only trouble we had was height about 3 feet, complexion fresh, behaviour very fresh. Plenty of cheek, and last seen wearing a school outfit and cap answering to the name of Jimmy Clitheroe.
Hey, that's funny, a talking cap. I'm sorry, Sergeant. Reginald Dixon. Did you want a word with Mr. Earnshaw?
2 words, actually, sir.
Watch it.
Watch it? Well, I haven't done anything, eh? Hey, you can't pin anything on me.
As the nudist said on the flag day.
All right, sonny, all right. Now, look, Mr. Earnshaw, or Honest Harry, as you laughingly call yourself, I've had occasion to speak to you before about your activities on this market. For a start, there were the bottles of cough cure that turned up 2 weeks later as stain remover.
Well, it was a pure accident, that. The printer sent me the wrong labels.
Yeah, shirts are very good.
And there were those genuine old Wedgwood plates made in plastic.
Yeah, well, that's true, that. Yeah, I got them off Bertie Wedgwood in Bootle. Do you know what? He's 85 if he's a day, is.
There's nothing wrong with Mr. Earnshaw's shirts.
And what about the 7-pound bags of powdered hops for making instant beer?
Well, I'll admit I was a mug there. Not I bought them bags in all good faith. And anyway, as the medical officer of health said afterwards, chopped up nettles are quite harmless, really.
My dad won't go anywhere else for his shirts.
He'll be going to Strangeways jail for him, by the sound of it.
Well, I'll be on my way now, Mr. Earnshaw.
Oh, no, Sergeant. Hey, I've got a better idea. Why don't you stop here a bit longer and then arrest yourself for loitering?
I've warned you. If you get up to any more tricks, you won't be so lucky next time. I'll be off now. Evening, all.
Evening, Sergeant. Alfie, say night-night to Sergeant Flatfoot.
Night-night, Sergeant Footflat. Shut up.
Oh, the big ape. Go on, you know, he's really shook me up, he has. Hey, where's that bottle? Here we are. Right. Good health.
Hey, look, Jimmy, the van under that paper. Bottles of whiskey, doesn't it have them?
Yeah, right. Alfie, if there's such a thing as a whiskey bird, I think we've found its nest.
It's a drop of good stuff, this Island Glory whiskey. As I said to a customer only this morning, it warms up a Scotsman right down to his sporran.
But you've got a lot there. Where did you get it from?
Look, if you'll promise not to tell anybody. It's a load I picked up for next to nothing. Bankrupt stock, they call it. Somebody selling cheap, you know, to raise some cash. I got it from Bradford Street Warehouse. Hey, but keep it to yourselves, the pair of you.
Our lips will be sealed if you'll give us the price of the glue.
Don't say, shut up. You mean you don't want anybody to know you're selling it?
Yeah, especially that big useless copper that was here just now. Look, I don't think I should be reselling spirits without a licence. Hey, Alfie, your dad's fond of a drop of good whiskey, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, and me mum. But I don't mean he's fond of me mum as well. Well, I mean, he is. Yes, but he is, or he wouldn't have married her. I mean, but she is too. Well, not too, as well. She likes a little nip.
Well, the next time I'm round your way, I'll nip her.
I mean a nip of whiskey. I'll give me dad a bottle of that as well as a shirt. How much is it?
35 bob a bottle.
35 bob? Nobody would be daft enough to pay you that much, not even Alfie.
You what? You'd have to pay 50 bob for that in the shops.
Would you?
Yeah, of course. That's why I'm flogging them cheap, see, to get rid of them quick, because I need the cash. Now, you take that case there. Now, there's 12 bottles in it, and if I had nothing else to do, I'd sell that lot tonight for £2 apiece, well under the shop price, and make £3 profit in the bargain.
As easy as that?
Yeah, of course it is. You'd have them queuing up for it.
Yeah. Alfie, How much wages did you say you got today?
Including my bonus, about £30. Why?
We're going into business. My brains and your money. Yes, Alfie, by this time tomorrow, we'll be in the money. We'll be rich.
Look, Jimmy, when I shout come here, I mean come here. Now, don't go away again. Come here.
Yes, ma'am, I've come here. What do you want?
I want you to go to that grocer who keeps open late on Friday night. I need some self-raising flour.
Yes, ma'am, in a few minutes. Alfie and I are just talking to me grandad and Mr. Higginbottom in the garden.
I don't care if you're playing them at croquet in the garden. You're going to fetch me that self-raising flour.
But, ma'am, all you've got to do is ring the shop. I mean, if the flour's clever enough to raise itself, surely it can do it.
Ha, ha, you and your funny jokes.
Ho, ho, you and your funny face.
I suppose you think you're clever.
Well, I'm cleverer than you. I can stop telling me funny jokes whenever I like, but you can't stop your face making us laugh.
Well, that'll do. Here's the money for the flower, a 10-bob piece. Now off you go.
I didn't quite catch that last bit. Was it keep the change?
Look, just go for the flower, will you? Go. Go, and no stopping to talk to Alfie.
Oh, you can leave Alfie to me, Mother. I'm going out to have a word with him in a minute about that £30 he got in his wage packet today.
Hey, Alfie's money? What's it got to do with you?
Well, it's none of your business, really, but I'm going to take him into town tomorrow to buy a new coat. Well, the one he's got now is a disgrace.
But you can't do that.
Why not?
Because he's bought a case of... I mean, in case he's bought something else with it. I mean, he doesn't need to wear a coat till the winter, and by then we'll have sold and healed me granddad's shoes. I collected them for him at dinner time.
I know, and I don't know why he bothers having those old things repaired. I think I'll take a leaf out of your book, Susan.
How do you mean, Mother?
Well, your granddad and Mr. Higginbottom won £5 each in the bowling club sweep.
You mean Grandad ought to buy some new shoes with his £5?
Yes, I do.
Right, I'll go and tell him about the booze. Shoes.
Fetch me that flour. I want to start the baking.
Yes, ma'am. Here they are.
Listen, Alfie, you mean this is genuine Island Glory, this whiskey you're flogging?
Yes, definitely.
And we can have it at cut price.
Well, Jimmy hasn't fixed the prices yet. He said I had to leave the brain work to him.
Yes, we're going halves on the profits, Alfie and me. 60-40.
Shouldn't that be 50-50?
Well, it used to be, but it's all different now. We're going to be decimally late.
Oh. Well, I'll have a couple of them bottles of whiskey.
Aye, and put me down for two as well.
And I'll take mine with me now. The wife's mother's coming tomorrow. I'll have to find somewhere to hide them.
But you can't have them right now.
Why not?
But the man hasn't delivered them yet.
But you told us you'd paid for them.
Yeah, that's right. I paid Honest Harry £21.
Well, all I can say is Honest Harry met a right Billy Muggins.
What do you mean?
I mean you've been conned, the pair of you. You've seen the last of him and his whiskey.
Oh, well, I wouldn't do that. My dad once told me, he said, Harry Earnshaw is as honest as the day is long.
Well, don't look now, but it's past lighting up time.
See how much I've made so far. I sold 2 bottles to me grandad at 3 bob profit each. That's 6 shillings. 1 bottle to Mr. Whittle. That's 5 bob profit from him. Another 5 bob from Beaky Billington. Fancy her drinking whiskey. I wonder if birds hiccup. And then 10 bob from the 2 bottles Mr. Brocklebank bought. One for guests of mine and my sister, and one as a present for the vicar. He takes an occasional glass, medicinically, Lily, of course. I wonder if the bishop knows. Anyway, that's 5, 10, 20, 26 shillings. Fancy having to share all that with Alfie. Still, I suppose he did buy the stuff. Yeah, it's only right we should go halves. 26 bob, that's 10 for Alfie and 16 for me. Well, he can't count anyway.
Hi, Jimmy is here, Higgy. Come on in.
Ta, Pete. Well, Clitheroe, if you've got any of that whiskey left, I'll have a bottle or two. In fact, I'll have three.
We've got another mug, Grandad.
What was that?
Well, you said only mugs buy whiskey they haven't seen, and you haven't seen mine. It's under the bed.
Jimmy, don't be cheeky.
Oh, it's all right, Pete. He's, having a little joke. Well, son, I'll have three bottles of whiskey, even though I haven't seen it, at 38 bob a bottle. That's,
£2.05 a bottle. It's getting scarce now. We've only got six bottles left.
What? You charged your grandad 38 bob?
Yes, well, he's me grandad. You're no relation. I'm happy to say.
You are?
I'm happy you say you want three bottles.
Now, look, Jimmy, you didn't charge Whittle £2.05.
Oh, all right. You can have them for £2 each, Mr. Higginbottom.
I should think so and all. Right, let's see the bottles of whiskey.
Let's see your money. I mean, I'll get them while you count out the money.
Oh, there you are. Oh, I'm glad I found you in, Jimmy. I've had a terrible shock.
You saw Mr. Higginbottom's face?
Yes, that's right. No, it isn't. Well, it is, but that's not it. His face, I mean. Not his face. It is his. But the shock isn't, I mean, him, I mean.
Alfie, just think of what you want to say and then shut up.
Not funny. It's about the whiskey.
Don't worry, we've only got three bottles left to sell. Higginbottom bought three. He's left them in the pantry until he and me grandad get back from the lunchtime session at the Rose and Crown. Then he'll think he's got six bottles. You just missed them.
Oh, yeah, well, it wasn't my fault, though. Well, it was that I missed them, but not that I nearly hit them. It was Higginbottom's fault. He pulled away from the curb without signalling. This taxi did. And I was passing him to pull in here, but I had to stop to let him pull out, but I couldn't. To stop, I mean. Well, I did, but not on the road. I stopped on the pavement.
I see. I think. And that's when you got the shop?
Yes. No, well, I did, but that's not the one I mean. That was the whiskey from me, Uncle Charlie. Not the whiskey from him, the shock.
Whoa, whoa, boy. Your Uncle Charlie told you something.
Yeah, baby works on the boilers at the police station.
Well, you knew that. Why did he have to tell you again?
No, he didn't tell me that. Oh, you're getting things confused.
Oh. Oh, I'm very sorry. You're daft, Lukin.
He told me that the whiskey was stolen.
Don't be daft. I've just seen it under me. You what? You mean Honest Harry pinched it?
Yes. It was from Bradford Street Warehouse. And that's where the robbery was. My Uncle Charlie heard the coppers on about it. A lorry full, they said. Oh, what are we going to do?
We? Don't drag me into it. I didn't go and buy stolen whiskey from Honest Harry. You did.
Why, you're twisting, blooming. Wait a minute. You were selling it, though, and that's worse. You've sold nine bottles of stolen whiskey.
Yes, but I mean... You're right, Alfie. We're in trouble. Listen, we'll have to get it back and then get rid of it.
Get it back?
Yeah. If the police ask them where they bought it, they'll say from us.
No. They won't. They'll say from you.
It's the same thing. Or it will be after I've finished talking to the coppers.
All right. Where do we start?
You get round on your bike to Whittle, Brocklebank, Beaky Billington and the Vicar. I'll go and see me grandad about his bottles. You can drop me off at the Rose and Crown on your way.
What do you want to go to the Rose and Crown for?
Oh, give me strength. For some vinegar-flavoured crisps, you twit.
Hello. Can you hear me now? Oh, this blooming line's shocking. That's better. Listen, this is Bert Craddock from the Rose and Crown here. Hold on a minute. I'm just on the phone. Hello, yes? Yeah, that's right. Well, I haven't had me 24 crates of stout, and we'll be running short soon. You what? Well, I know they should have been delivered today. That's why I'm ringing. All right, I won't be long. What? No. I was shouting to somebody in the snug. Yeah, we don't usually get anybody in there at dinner time. We've got a right one in there now. I'm coming! Look, I'll have to go. I think someone must be dying of thirst. Yes, well, all right, but make sure that Stout's here tomorrow, right? All right, ta-da. Now, where is this bloke with his tongue out? Right, mister, what can I... Hey, he's gone.
No, I'm here. It's a high counter.
What are you doing here? Now, I know they're starting young these days, but there is a limit.
I haven't come in for beer, mister.
I should hope not.
No. I'll have me 3 fingers of red eye, Mac, and tell the sheriff I'm in town.
You'll get 5 fingers of my hand on your bottom if you don't clear off. And I'm not Mac, I'm Mr. Craddock.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mr. Craddock. How's funny? Still having trouble with your shirt collars, are you?
Out! Go on, get out!
I'm sorry. Mr. I've come to see me granddad. He's in trouble.
I can see that he's got you for a grandson.
No, this is serious. Where can I find him?
Who is he?
Me granddad, your dad. Oh, Mr. Sinclair. He's with Mr. Higginbottom here somewhere.
Oh, the Scots fella. Yes, I know him all right.
You should do. You get all his money. Where is he?
He's in the billiard room playing snooker with Higginbottom.
Oh, thanks. Through there, is it?
Yeah, wait a minute. You can't go in there. You're under 18.
So what? I'm going to see me granddad not get married.
I told you, you can't go in there. Now, I'll tell him to come out.
If you tell him to leave, he'll think it's closing time and faint.
Yeah, well, wait till I get round there. I'll teach you.
How about that for a shot, Higgy?
Granddad, I've got to see you.
Look at old Scott Sauce's a snooker player. What are you doing here, Clitheroe?
Jimmy, what's the idea of coming in a pub?
I had to see you, Grandad, and by the time you get home, it might be too late.
You could be right. The way he's winning free beer off me, he'd probably float home.
Now, that'll do, Higgy. All right, Jimmy. Now, what is it?
It's a message from Alfie. You see, Alfie made a mistake.
Ah, so did Alfie's father. He should have swapped him for a pup.
Oh, shut up, Higgy.
Yes, Mr. Higginbottom. Alfie doesn't say rotten things about you. He thinks you're clever.
Oh, does he?
Yes, only last week he said, whatever anyone talks about, Mr. Higginbottom knows it all. Yeah.
Look, get lost. Go on.
Now, look, Mr. Sinclair, we can't have boys in the billiard room, so will you tell this young grandson of yours to go home?
All right, Bert, I'll see to it. Yeah. Now then, Jimmy, what's the message you've got for me?
Well, it's for Mr. Higginbottom as well. It's about the whiskey.
The whiskey? Now, look, if you or that bird brain Hall think you're getting it back to flock to somebody else, forget it. I bought that whiskey and I'm going to keep it. It's mine.
Well, it might take you a long time to drink it. About 5 years. Unless they have Christmas parties in Dartmoor.
What are you talking about?
Alfie's Uncle Charlie said that whiskey was stolen.
What? You little bar... I'll string you up, you and Alfie all, the stupid, dozy, brainless nit.
You were right, Grandad. Mr. Higginbottom does get nasty in drink.
No, Grandad, honestly. You mean you all let this little imp talk you into buying stolen whiskey?
Oh, don't go on about it, Susan.
No, keep your big nose out of it, Scraggy. Or I'll stick it in one of them bottles.
Shut up, you.
Pete, let me break the bottles over his head. All except one. I'll save that for Alfie Hall, the talking ape.
It's not Alfie's fault.
No, our teacher said we all sprung from apes. Alfie just didn't spring far enough.
You're back home, Father. I've got a message for you.
Not you as well, ma'am.
You what?
Never mind, Pat. What is it?
Have you been buying some whiskey?
Whiskey?
Yes, they have, Mother. Our Jimmy's sold it to Bethlehem.
Stop it, Jimmy. Now, Susan, keep quiet. Please.
So you have bought some. He was right.
Who was right, missus?
Sergeant Dixon. I saw him at the end of the road and he said he was coming to see Father about some whiskey.
That's it, Peter. That's it. If the cops are on to us, we'll have to get rid of it.
What do you mean?
Well, thanks to our Jimmy, both of them and Alfie have bought stolen whiskey.
Oh, no.
When's the sergeant coming, Pat?
Any minute. He was talking to Mr. Relton at the end of our street and he said he was coming here to see you about some whiskey you'd bought in the market.
It's Alfie. Blabbermouth. They must have told him. He's turned Queen's evidence and shopped us. Come on, Peter. We'll have to get rid of that whiskey before Dixon gets here.
Don't be daft. Even me granddad can't drink whiskey that fast.
One more funny remark from you, my lad, and Dixon will be arresting me for murder.
Oh, it wouldn't be murder. It'd be pest extermination.
Oh, dear. Who's that?
I'll have a look out of the window. Blue uniform, silver buttons, peak cap, truncheon. It's the vicar. Yeah.
It isn't funny, Jimmy. Look, Father, he knows I'm here. I'll have to let him in.
Well, look, try and stall him a minute while we pour the whiskey down the sink. Mm. Quick, Pete, come on, let's have my bottles out of the pantry for a start.
Oh, dear, what a waste.
I'll try and talk to him for a minute. Oh, man, how stupid can they get?
Hey, Susan, did you see me granddad's face? He went white.
You'll go red when the policeman leaves, but it won't be on your face.
Oh, shut up. I'll go and give them a hand in the kitchen, pouring the whiskey down the sink. And when we've finished, I'll come back for you.
If you ever talk Alfie into anything again, I'll strangle you.
How's it going, granddad?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. It breaks my heart to see good whiskey gone to waste.
Put your hanky over your eyes.
Father, you've made a mistake. Come on in, Sergeant.
Oh, no. Another stool pigeon.
Oh, here you are. Been sampling the whiskey in here, have you?
Whiskey?
Yes, I understand from Alfie Hall's Uncle Charlie that you've got some whiskey from the market.
We don't know what you mean. I wasn't there anyway. I'm too young and I...
Keep quiet, Jimmy. It's all right, Father. The sergeant wants to buy some.
You what? Talk about crooked cops.
Hey, what was that?
Father, the sergeant wants to buy some whiskey for his wedding anniversary.
Yes, Mr. Sinclair. We're having a little party and I heard you'd got some cheap whiskey from Honest Harry. The last he had, in fact, so I wondered if you had any to spare.
But he stole it from Bradford Street Warehouse. They said, I don't know anything. I'm innocent.
Stolen whiskey? Oh, you mean that lorry load of whiskey that was stolen? Oh, that was in Bradford, the town, not Bradford Street Warehouse.
Oh, no. You know what this means?
Yes, we're all in the clear. Everything's fine.
It means we've poured three bottles of our whiskey down the sink.
No, Mr. Higginbottom. You poured three bottles of your whiskey down the sink. Ours is under my bed. How many bottles did you want, Sergeant? Ow!
You are down.
Help me, Mr. Higginbottom.
Come here, I'll...
Help!
Hop to...
Sergeant!
Hop to...
Help!
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Colin Edwin as Honest Harry and the barman, and John Graham as Sergeant Dixon. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Sergeant Dixon 6.5 bottles in the end. 3 I had under the bed and 3.5 that Alfie got back from our customers. He would have got 4 only the vicar had drunk half of his. He must have been ill. Probably got a chill in the pulpit.
If it isn't my old friend Alfie Hall. Welcome to me humble stall. And who else do I spy with my little peeper?
I'm Jimmy Clitheroe, Alfie's keeper.
Piggy's right, you know. You've been a couple of fools trying to sell us whiskey you haven't got.
Ah, you must think we're as daft as you are. Well, the deals are fine to other mugs.
Well, I don't care what you say, Mr. Higginbottom. I trust Mr. Earnshaw, and I'm positive he'll bring us that whiskey.
Oh, are you?
Definitely. But just in case he doesn't, can I interest you in my new car washing service? 10 bob a taxi or 8 bob without the leather? Oh, I'll have one, Jim, definitely. I enjoy a little sotter as the old fire water at night. As the poet said, it knocks me in the aisles of morphia. Well, I sold Sergeant Dixon 6.5 bottles in the end.